good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And I have to say to start with that when Jim was announcing birthdays, the celebrity birthdays today, he forgot one. It's Jim's birthday today. What a way to celebrate. I don't think they're going to be going far from home today to celebrate. But anyhow, happy birthday to you, Jim. This will be a year to remember. Blizzard on February 2nd. Anyhow, what about blizzards? What about snow? I was just thinking about, looking back, thinking to the past, and this is a good day to think about good things that happened on snowy days, blizzardy days. I know there are a number of bad things that happen on days like today, but there are also some good things. And Charlene this morning was talking about making ice cream when it was really snowy. Now, today, I don't think I'm going to be going out to play in the snow. It's too windy. But, you know, there will be snow left after that to go out and play in. So, thinking about snow and going out to doors, I hope that everybody, every little kid and every big adult at some time in their life has made a snow angel. I mean, that doesn't take any skill. Just takes a little snow. Hope you're dressed warmly. But everybody has to have made a snow angel. And you can make lots of them or just one, at least one snow angel. So as you think back, what else do you think of in terms of those snowy days? When I think back, and you know, sometimes when you think back and you remember, you ask yourself if those are really the way it happened, or did we sort of make the story bigger as time went by? But anyhow, growing up on the farm, I remember when we had enough snow that you didn't have to climb over the fences. The snow banks were high enough that you just walked over the fences. Of course, that could cause a problem because the livestock could also walk over the fences if they were out in the snow. But that's a vision that I have very clearly, is walking over the fences and thinking that was really a great, great fun. Another thing that I recall, and this is one of those, and I think, did this really happen? Was it really like this? Was when the snow was, there was enough snow on the road that I was riding to town with my father, and the snow had been plowed out, and it was way over the top of the car. It was just snow on both sides. Now, that's happened since, and it does happen, but that had to take a lot of snow blowing and a lot of special equipment, and equipment, you know, has changed the kind of equipment we have. But, again, that's one of those visions that I can see driving down the road and having snow on both sides, just like a canyon of snow. What kind of snow rolling down the hill, sliding down the hill, what kind of equipment did you have when you were growing up? Well, we have those saucers and all those kinds of things, but we also have those old-fashioned sleds. I don't know, do they still make old-fashioned sleds? Yeah, I think they do. But was it for one person? Could two people get on it? Could you steer it? What kind of equipment did you have? And where were the hills that you could slide on? As I remember my husband talking about some of the places in town where the streets were closed off, and that was where you got to go sledding on a very special snow kind of day. Well, thinking about snow and what you can do outside, maybe this is a good day to think about what you could do inside. And Miss Nene and I would say this is a good day to make a memory in the kitchen. Yep. I challenge you to think back. Did you have any of those experiences? Because sometimes those little things that is a mom or a grandma going, "You kids won't think that's important. They won't remember." But sometimes those things that seem little
all of a sudden will bring memories of all kinds of things. So it might be something really simple, you know, maybe depending on what kind of ingredients you have in the house. One of the things my mom used to do for a treat, whether it was snowy day or not, there wasn't much in the house, she'd make chocolate, powdered sugar frosting, and spread it between salty and crackers. Hey, sweet and salty, not too bad. So, that's also good in graham crackers, by the way. But this would be a good day to bake up something that takes a little more time, that takes a few more steps, and involve the kids in measuring and stirring and maybe reading the recipe and learning a lot of skills. So making a memory in the kitchen and having good things to eat when you get done, or perhaps if you're trying a new recipe, it doesn't turn out like you like, that's okay too, because that's making a memory too. So all of those things could happen. If you have you're saying, well, I don't know what to make, and you have a computer, well, that's a good time to have, probably the kids can look up a recipe on the computer and find something that sounds good to them, something that's easy to make. You know, most kids, I don't know, I've seen two-year-olds using the computer well, so they don't have to be very old in order to go hunting on the computer to find something. So they can start there. Or perhaps you have a cookbook they'd like to look through and find the recipe to use. So you can make something in the kitchen, whether it's just baking it or not baking it. Maybe it's doing something with eggs. One of the, maybe it's just making hard-cooked eggs. Kids know how to do that? Then what do you do with them? Maybe it's just cracking them and learning how to whip them and whipping them into scrambled eggs for lunch. Lots of different things you can do with eggs. Maybe it's learning how to make meringue. If you have enough eggs, and you can make cookies that have meringue. You can make a pie that has meringue. You can just put the meringue in the oven and bake it and pour fruit over it. All kinds of things that you can do with eggs. So it might be a time to explore a specific kind of ingredient. And then there's those non-food things that you can do with ingredients. Do you remember making paste out of flour? Oh, yeah, it works. Do the kids in your house know that you can make paste out of flour? Yeah, maybe not so much. So all kinds of things to do. Cutting an apple in half, if you have an apple, dipping it in paint. If you have kids, you probably have some kind of paint there. And printing, doing printing kinds of things with halves of apples, with any kind of fruit. That's a whole other experience of discovering food but not using it as something to eat. There's a whole world out there to discover. So whether you're doing something thinking about snow and hopefully staying in, because it's a good day to stay in, but thinking about snow and things you can do when the wind goes down and we have snow, or thinking about something fun to do inside, maybe it's curling up with a book and just for yourself, if you're by yourself, or if there's kids in the house, reading a book together. Lots of things that can be done at home, and right now we still have electricity, so maybe it's getting out the sewing machine. Maybe, there are just so many things that can be done. This might be a good day to do some things. You say, I don't have time to do that on regular days. Take the time to do something special. Well, I hope you have some really good memories and you have a chance to make some good memories today. Lastly, I want to say thank you to the people who don't have a choice about going out in the snow. People like our radio station folks, our police, our hospital. Thanks to all of those folks who have to get out and kind of risk life and limb to take care of the rest of us. So thanks to all of you who are at work. Until next time, here's a thought from Carl Reiner. Lots of comedy things. He's a comedian. Anyhow, Carl said, a lot of people like snow.
I find it to be an unnecessary freezing of water.